One of the best things that has happened in many rural communities in recent years has been local link bus services. I have heard nobody say anything but good things about them. So we decided to focus on one and to find out what it is that they offer that is so much more important than merely getting from A to B. Dave Long Coaches in Skibbereen runs a number of local link routes, and our reporter Regan Hutchins boarded their bus in Bantry to join driver Fran Hayes on her Wednesday morning round.
A little jingle. Not freaking out. Thank you.
I leave Bantry at 9:15. I may or may not have a passenger there, but my first pickup is Drimaleague, then on to up in the countryside in Drina, and then into Drina Village, and then I have a few more pickups on the road into Skibbereen, and get to Skibbereen around 10:30, and they have till 1:30 then to do their shopping.
Good morning.
This is Geraldine Regan. Regan, Geraldine.
Hello,
now,
Geraldine.
My dear.
I haven't been on this bus now for 2 months because I was away in hospital, and it was last week I started back again.
Yeah.
Just nice to get out and meet the people, you know?
Absolutely.
And I got a very welcome back.
A warm welcome from everyone. No, they were all delighted, Geraldine, because they were all inquiring every week, how was Geraldine, and, you know, they were all waiting for you to be back on.
And I missed you all.
Sure, I know.
Did you?
We're a little family, aren't we?
Yeah. I missed them all.
How are you, Eileen?
How
are you? Tis hardy, tis very hardy. Morning, Teresa.
Morning.
How are you? Whatever you want.
I heard that was your seat. I was sitting on it.
Oh, that's right, chef. And you'll be expelled if you do something.
Hello, Eileen.
Good morning, teacher.
Oh, Eileen, you're back.
Hello, Johnny.
Is your car gone, Eileen?
Yes, it's gone on holidays.
I was thinking, where's the car?
It's gone for good. My driving days are over.
Yeah. Suppose if it was only sitting there idle, it wasn't.
So thank God for the bus.
Well, I wouldn't know what we do without it.
Right.
Yeah.
Where do you go in Skibbereen?
Do you know the near Leary's place? There they have the coffee shop. I goes in there, scratch a few cards and things like that.
It used to be a jewellery shop.
That's right, yeah.
And then they turned it into a coffee shop.
That's right, yeah.
All
yeah.
Right. What do you drink in there?
Oh, I don't drink coffee, I drink tea and have a cake or something, yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah.
What work did you do?
Farmers. Yeah.
So early mornings.
Oh yeah, late evenings, 7 days a week, 365 in the year. It's something that you either love doing or you hate doing. Yeah. But I loved it. That time neighbours were very good. They'd have done hay and silage and animals in distress when they were giving birth or anything like that. Yeah. I miss my working life.
You do?
Yeah. Big time. But I can't do it anymore.
Now, Margaret, I'll just stand behind you. Yeah, you're there. One more step and you're there now.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
What's that flag that you have flying out your house?
That's the Lep.
Oh, Lep?
Yeah.
Are we close to Lep now?
No. We came up from Lep to this place.
And you've kept your colours.
They played
a big final, didn't they, recently?
Yeah, they won.
And they won it.
They won it.
They did.
So the flag is staying up.
Yeah.
Celebrating.
So the flag is staying up.
I said to him, we were going to take it down, and my lair didn't steal up.
What's this townland called?
Lanham.
But you're originally from Lep.
I was a Drina woman before.
Well, you've done all of Westcourt.
And I went from Blatton to Lep, and I from here up, from Lep up here now.
where to next?
Heaven.
Of course.
I think you were in heaven here already,
good,
to be honest.
Good answer. Isn't it beautiful?
Look at those hills over there.
You can see miles.
You have a few things to do in Skibbereen?
Not too much. It lets me off at 3 o'clock, but if it is dry, I'll walk the fields then. So I must do the walking.
There's probably some kind of quality that you need to have to do this job properly. And I mean, you were a carer in Skibbereen for years, weren't you?
I was. I worked in a carer house care home for probably 6 or 7 years. But elderly people, I just love their company. I grew up in Glendore where there was 4 elderly men next door to me. I just absolutely loved their company years ago. So I just, I'd be friendly and happy really with them, not be sour-faced. So I try to do that.
Friend, yes. Slow down around here.
Oh, yes, your man might be on, is it?
Yeah, you don't know which your man be.
All right, I've never had a man yet, Geraldine.
Jerry, I suppose. He'd be out there anywhere to cross if he was there.
Okay.
Yeah, he'd be there now.
If you saw him, you'd know.
I suppose I would, yeah.
So we're hitting the bright lights of Skibbereen.
So everyone to the post office, is it?
Drina. Yeah, we're going to raid the post office.
It's probably the highlight of some of their weeks because it's a little outing for them, and they meet people and they, you know, just sit and watch the world inside in the coffee shop or something. The elderly, especially in the rural areas, yeah, it's a lifeline for them, definitely. Local Link is a very good name for it.
Lovely meeting you.
Regan Hutchins on board Fran Hayes's Bantry to Skibbereen bus. They don't have figures for 2025 yet, but they are up on 2024. And in 2024, there were nearly 5 million passenger journeys on Local Link buses.